Let's open our Bibles to Psalm 122. I'm a little bit undecided right at this moment. So I think that we're going to read Psalm 123, and we'll come back to 122. Okay, you ready? Psalm 123. We'll start with, did we do the waitresses yet? We didn't, we did the boys, right? You want to start, Johanna?
To you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens.
As the eyes of slaves look to the hands of their master, as the eyes of a maid looks to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the arm of the Lord our God, when he shows us favor.
Show us favor, Lord, show us favor, for we have our fill of contempt.
It's okay. 123:4.
We've had more than enough scorn from the arrogant and contempt from the proud.
Now, do you think there's any reason why I chose this psalm instead of 122? Can you think any reason?
Because we have the example set before us.
I think so. If we were listening to our sister, I think some of the thoughts that are echoed in this psalm are her testimony. I will lift up my eyes to you whose throne is in the heaven. In reading this psalm and thinking about it, I thought about perspective. You know, often the way we look at things maybe isn't always the right way. We have our own ideas. We have our own perspective on things. You might see something differently than someone else. Our views are different. But what I mean by the perspective in this psalm, it's about understanding who I am and who God is. It says here, I lift up my eyes to you whose throne is in heaven. We have to realize that God is God, and that I'm not God. How many of you would like to be God? But sometimes the way we pray, or sometimes the way we approach God, we try to reverse the roles. And we end up telling God what we think he ought to do for us. Why didn't you do that for me, God? Why did that happen? Why did you allow that? Why don't I have this? Why am I not blessed like that other person? Why do they have it so easy and I have it so rough? Now, I know none of us have said that. But maybe we've thought it. But here the psalmist says, I lift up my eyes to you. Unto thee will I lift mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. So do you get the picture? Here I am on this earth, in my need, and what do? I lift my eyes to God, and I look up to Him. Similar to the other psalm that we had yesterday, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. Whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And then he changes the picture again, but again, it helps us to understand who we are and who God is. Do you like that? It says, as the eyes of slaves, or the eyes of servants, look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he have mercy upon us. I think the picture there is, you know, maybe it's a great house. I don't have servants in my house. And just to make you understand, your mother is not your servant. Did you know that?
Yes.
All right. Get that right, all right?
She's queen.
I have I have princesses in my house, boy. They think that daddy is there to serve them. But here we are in this great house, and the servant is just standing there by the door, or waiting for the master to just give that signal. Okay, it's time to bring in the main course, or it's time to clear the table. And it's just a hand signal, and that servant knows exactly what to do. Mm-hmm. Growing up, maybe still I still understand this, my mom could just look at me, and I would know whether I was doing something right or wrong. I would know. Those eyes get really wide. So you get the picture, right? The attentiveness that I ought to have toward my God. And not to just dwell on this too much, but what our sister said was that she looked to the Lord. Instead of jumping at what she thought was right, she took time to wait on God. And I think this psalm speaks about that, just waiting on our God until He shows us His mercy. Do we need His mercy? And that's the other thought, this perspective. You know, mercy really is something that we get, or favor, I think one of the translations, you read favor, right? For mercy, His favor. It's not like we deserve it. You know, you listen to some commercials these days, and the line that they try to get you with is, you deserve that new car. Get the new car you deserve. Well, who says I deserve it? You know, I mean, that's the way the world tries to bring us in. You deserve it. Get it. It's yours. But no, when we come to God, it's not, Lord, I deserve it. I've been good this year. You know, no bucket of coal for Christmas. You know, I need something more. I've been good. No, it's your mercy, Lord. It's your mercy. Show us your favor. It allows God to be God. It allows God to be the Heavenly Father that He wants to be towards His children. It allows Him to bless us in the way that He sees best for us. Lord, until You have mercy upon me. I don't deserve it. I haven't earned it. But You have chosen to bless and to favor me. Do you see that there now? Do you understand when I say perspective? The first thing was what? God is where? God's in heaven. I look up to Him. The second thing, I am His servant. I am His handmaiden. And the third thing, it's because of His mercy, Lord. Not because I deserve it, but because You have chosen to bestow Your loving kindness upon me. We sang it in that song, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Morning by morning, what does it say?
New mercies.
New mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. And Lord, I'm going to wait until You provide. And the situation for the psalmist wasn't easy. You know, he goes on and he finishes it. We've endured much contempt. Things haven't been great. Those around us have had said, look what happens because you're serving God. Why don't you do it this way? You wouldn't have so much trouble. But God promises, even in those difficult times, to bring us through and to show us His mercy. Are we willing to wait upon Him? Wait His direction. And that's a hard lesson. We'd rather jump at it, right? And do it our way. But to wait on God. Lord, give us this grace. In the book of Lamentations that we have those verses that song is drawn from. Because of Thy mercies we are not consumed. Because of Your mercies our enemies do not triumph over us. Yes, they may heap insults upon us, but we're not defeated. We're not cast down. Because of Your mercies we are not consumed. Great is Thy faithfulness. Thy loving kindness is new every morning. And so every morning I ought to get up with that attitude. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for a new day. Thank you for the mercies of just waking me up this morning. We had a lady in our church testified recently, and she says, every morning I get up and I go to the window, and I look out the window and I say, good morning, Jesus. And then she says, I answer myself. And and he says back to me, good morning, sister, whatever it was. You know. What does she say?
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll rejoice and be glad.
Amen. Amen. All right, you got the message this morning? Yes? I can stop? I can sit down? I'm glad that the fire died down because it was really hot up here. Yes, for it. Thank you, Brother Tom, for the fire. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. We do. All right, let's read together that little quote underneath Psalm 120. Now, did you write anything down about perspective? Can I see your books? You got anything? I don't want to see white space. All right, come on. Write down something about perspective. And something else you could do. On the first page of your book, right, we did Romans 6:4. And Sister Milan did Matthew 6:33 for you. She actually did 19 to 21 also, if you were listening. So you can fill those in as well. All right? But let's take our, and let's read under Psalm 123. You ready? The soul attitude that becomes us in the divine presence is that of the psalmist. We should stand with our eyes on God, as the slave bends his eyes on the hand of his master, as the maiden hangs on the face of her mistress, making his will our will, seeking eagerly to catch and anticipate his wish, waiting his time patiently, because our hope is in him. Amen. God is God, and God is your Heavenly Father. And Father sees and Father knows. And so our hope is in Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.